know. I'm beautiful, what can I say? But then I could make myself beautifuler. Or I'd have a cartoon face every day. That'd be pretty cool, too.
Hello?
Hi, I hear you.
Yes, I got it. Volume good? Volume good?
Volume's good. Is my volume good?
Your volume is good.
Well, good.
You might be a little low, but I don't know.
Well, then, I'll speak up.
Yeah, it should be fine, though.
I listened to all of Webcomic Weekly.
Did you?
Yeah, I, like, just finished it.
Did you like it?
I like it, except for this one certain person who draws a one certain comic that I absolutely abhor.
I don't know. You probably hate them all.
Yeah, probably. I'm not a big fan of PvP.
It's okay. I think Scott is a lot funnier than his comic is. He is a funnier person.
He doesn't have the funnest voice.
No. And he looks funny, too. So if you really want to insult him.
You did it yourself.
No, but yeah. The Webcomics Weekly, Chris and Scott, they have like three other podcasts that they do.
Oh yeah? That's lame. They're getting themselves into too much.
I like it. They're funny. They have their own studio together.
Creeps.
Yeah. But what can you say? I like it. So are you almost done with the whole comic?
Drawing, yeah. I just have to finish my face right now. Oh, I look funny.
Look funny. Well, then it matches.
You're hilarious.
Har har. I'm sure.
I'm getting tired of drawing this hair.
What hair? Your hair?
Yeah, but I know I'm gonna miss it.
Oh, the ponytail?
To all the listeners out there, I cut my hair.
Yo!
And what?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, in what can only be described as a pseudo mullet. Woohoo!
But it's not a bad mullet.
It's a good kind of mullet.
It's a good kind of mullet.
Yeah. I'm rocking a
mullet. Yeah, it's kind of short. I like that picture that you put up with the hat.
Well, I do like hats. Even though the hat, I only own one hat. I need more hats.
Well,
Matt, buy me some hats.
What kind of hat do you want?
The kind that you put on your head. I want the two beer cans with the straws. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Where do they sell those at? Like, Carnival and stuff.
Let's get some.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
I wonder how annoying my voice sounds. I hate listening to recordings of my own voice.
The same here.
Here?
So, like, what?
I don't know what to say. Voice. You don't... Well, if you hate my voice, no one's making you listen.
No, I don't hate your voice. I hate my voice, is what I was trying
to say.
That's
what I was saying. To the listeners out there. I feel so exciting. The two of you.
The two of you.
To me and Matt, of course. You don't have to listen to this.
It's like, hi, Mom.
Oh my god, I hope my mom doesn't download this. Guys, don't tell my mom about this, okay?
Does she read the site?
She does.
She does, so you have to be careful. What that?
Actually, for my birthday, my last birthday, she...
Yeah, the scrapbook.
Yeah,
she showed me.
She printed out the first 50 comics and just scrapbooked it all. Oh. Two days ago, my aunt was visiting. And she saw the cast page. Like, she saw... My mom has a bump sticker, flame of not so much .net on her van, right? So my aunt goes and she visits it. And she looks at, holy crap, my computer just fell over.
Fell over?
Oh no!
You're breaking
up. Difficulties.
Beep.
Okay, so, here's the deal. She comes over, she looks at it, she's asking.
You're totally breaking up right now.
I know, what did I say?
Check your connection.
Hi! Hello! Are we still here?
You're like... Robot Becca.
I'm always Robot Becca. Okay. Hello? Is anybody there?
They're recording.
Oh, we're being recorded.
Yeah?
Do you want me to start my story again?
Yes, I think you can start it now.
Alright, so, my aunt go visit notsomuch.net, my website. Hey, who'd have thunk it? And she sees the cast page.
Yeah.
And I think it's under under Rebecca's
yeah.
description. It says that she's fucking tall, right?
Yeah.
So my aunt, like whenever my grandma's not listening or anyone else, when no one else can hear, she'll be like, she'll like say any random sentence like, Becca, how are you doing? And how's your friend that's fucking tall? And she keeps using fucking tall. And like, poking, like, why are you totally like, you know, whatever. So, because whenever I'm around her, and I don't know, she cusses because of road rage, because she's the worst, she's the angriest driver in the whole wide world. She'll like cuss and I'll like poke fun at her, right?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. This is why I'm in the comic industry.
The comic business. So many people read your comic, too.
Seriously?
Well, at least 100, I think, on a weekly basis.
Week? See, that's not good. We need per day.
Per day? Maybe if you updated per day. Because I don't know about you, but if there's no updates, I don't really want to go there.
So is Friday, like, the
I actually don't look at it that... No, it's actually not. It's like Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, I think. I can go check.
How exciting.
I will check.
Okay, am I still going in and out?
You're better right now.
Okay, I'm better right now. I finished drawing the comic.
You finished?
Now I'm gonna color.
Color it.
Now I'm gonna color. Now I'm gonna okay. color. Do. Don't say.
Okay, you wanna finish the ant story?
No.
Oh. You're done now.
Okay. No, I'm so done. My aunt is a prosecutor, and she visited and she read the about page, and that was exciting. And she freaked the fuck out, and she was like, okay, you better delete your last name and your birthday and all
of a sudden. Yeah, you're asking for that right there.
Yeah, I am asking for that. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, have pedophiles up in here. I'm not like that stupid kid that's like, oh, I love you, and they're talking to their quote-unquote internet girlfriend who loves their neckbeard, and it's a creepy 30-year-old guy. I'm not into that, man. Hey, neckbeards out there, I'm not into that.
Yeah, you posted your address on the site, so whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, stalkers, you're
aunt.
Okay.
Don't tell
She'll freak out.
Yeah, she'll
like, don't look at that comic.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Coloring is so exciting.
You like, what's your favorite part about doing the comic?
Coloring. I love coloring. It's like a coloring book. I should start buying color pencils and just coloring.
Coloring,
it's exciting.
That is kind of fun sometimes. I like tracing. I like coloring.
See, I don't trace. I draw. I'm an artist.
I mean, not trace, but...
Uh-huh.
So I mean, like, tracing in the lines, coloring in the lines.
See, I love the coloring. It's like, it was especially so when you comic, when I'm drawing, like, this particular comic, the coloring is exciting. Because I'm...
Why? Know. What is it?
Well, have you seen the coloring?
The coloring in general?
Yeah, the artsy scribbles, I love it. It's so exciting.
I like the scribbles. The scribbles are nice.
We need, like, a classier word for scribbles.
Scribbles, the shading.
Shading.
The texture. Texture.
I don't think my comic has texture.
It's got pizzazz. Maybe. I don't know.
But it must be real exciting.
Well, they're not scribbles anymore.
Yeah, they used to be
they're
scribbles.
Not scribbles anymore. They're lines. Yeah, and it did not look... It was interesting when you started it.
Like
no, well, you did that from the beginning, didn't you?
It was a little different from the beginning. And then I refined my coloring.
Yes, and it looks a lot better.
It looks pretty okay.
I like it, personally.
Well, you better.
I better. Yeah, so I'm putting so much work into it. I'm looking at the first comic you actually drew right now. it's actually pretty good. It is better than some of your later ones.
Do you think I could get away with... Would anybody notice if I just redrew the first comic?
They might. It would be weird and out of context, I think. Maybe. You could try it. Just, like, add backgrounds.
How about if I just redrew the first comic and then, like, submitted it as a regular comic? Would anyone notice?
I would.
Yeah, but you're
some
the
people
only
might.
Reader ever. Ever.
I'm the only person who actually reads it. No. Catherine reads it. Alice reads it.
Alice hardly reads it.
I don't know what...
I'm gonna get a phone.
Well, she leaves a lot of comments.
Alice. I do read it, you bitch. Oh, Alice would say, say bitch. She'd be like, you mean person. Oh, crap. Son of a... Arr. You're missing some fingers. Arr.
You like... That's cool.
I only gave you like one
Whatever.
Finger. I need to fix this madness right here.
How did that work? Did you? Is it like one giant finger and you forgot to draw the line, or just like one finger?
You're missing three fingers. You have a thumb. Yeah. So
that's
we're
it?
Working on it.
You can fix it.
There,
I'm sure you can.
It's fixed now. Attention, everybody.
Well, I can't see
fingers.
It.
Congratulations, Matt. Congratulations. Woo! Party time! Okay, so, what are we talking
about?
Yeah!
Dude.
Yo. Homie G.
I don't know. I'm looking at the analytics right now.
Oh, okay. Give me my stats, yo. My stats.
Stats.
My player stats.
Hold on. I need to pick up a calendar so I can check. See, I think the highest hit this month was on the 23rd. And that was last Thursday.
Thursday?
Why? I guess people are checking Thursday night.
Nobody cares about my comic enough to care to check Thursday night. I don't care enough to check Thursday night.
And the second highest this month was the 9th. And that was also
Thursdays.
A Thursday.
Should I just start updating Thursdays?
Then they will start looking for it on Wednesdays.
The entangled web we weave.
I guess... Well, like, you go check questionable content the night before. So.
And questionable content's worth reading.
I don't know.
What can I say?
I don't know about that anymore.
Diesel, sweeties, come on.
What's your first? Diesel, isn't it?
How can you not get down with the robots?
Come on, I don't like it. No, I liked one recently. Which one was it? I think it might have been yesterday's.
Yesterday's? What was yesterday's? Do you mean newspaper or regular? Web. Let's
web.
Google that, shall we?
On the web. Oh, tomorrow's is really bad.
The only webcomic I read in the future is questionable content. It's actually bookmarked separately from the rest of the comics. I'm not sure why.
Do you like open them up? Just open up a whole folder full of bookmarks?
I have a folder full of comics, and then I have... Right next to my comics folder is an individual link to questionable content. It is on my toolbar.
Free.
I don't know why. I think it's because, like...
I don't have any comics on my toolbar.
I don't know, 2-3 years ago, it was just my homepage, questionable content. Yeah, ever.
That was the only thing you would read.
And now my super fun homepage is just blank color.
Blank. Blank. I changed it. Did you even notice?
It's bluer, I suppose. Is this a nice...
It's bluer. It is bluer.
We're going to go back to the green.
No, I don't know. Do you like it?
This is exciting.
Maybe. Maybe once I need to actually, like, put comics up there and then I'll decide.
Matt thinks he's a webcomic artist. I'm sorry, web cartoonist.
I'm gonna try. I inspired you.
Like 8 hours?
Yeah.
Talking about your comic?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like the next day, like, hey, look.
It's like, Matt, what's taking you so long?
Yeah, that was
See,
pretty
I
sad.
I finished my first comic.
So annoying. I need to figure out how to do it better. Alright,
being recorded.
With a British accent.
Start your fake British accent.
No, I already have... I didn't shush you. No, I already have a fake British accent.
Oh, yeah? Do it.
No, you know, sometimes when I'm really excited and I'm talking fast, I will slip into a British accent for some reason. I don't even know why. That's not... Why is that creepy?
I don't know. My friend Kevin was, he actually... He was born here and everything, and, like, somehow, I guess watching PBS, he picked up a British accent.
That's weird. When he was a kid or, like, recently?
No, just when he was a kid. So then they sent him to, like,
a speech class.
To get rid of his British accent. That's just, I don't know, it boggles the mind.
Some people have strokes and they'll get accents.
That's pretty cool. I want a stroke.
Yeah. Just brain damage, that's pretty cool.
Alright, that's in right now.
That's in vogue.
It's in, not in, what?
Whatever, I don't know. See, I can talk, but I don't talk well. Nothing I say makes sense.
It's okay, it doesn't have to make sense.
That's what I'm good at. Alright, let's do that little intro thing.
Alright, after you.
No, you have to start it.
Oh, okay. So, Matt! Oh,
no, don't
realize?
Be happy. Don't say that. Don't do it upbeat. Just talk normal.
Yes, sir. I know. Okay. Yes, mother. Okay. Just one thing. I haven't said your name.
You haven't said my name. I said your name once. So maybe we should have an intro. Maybe we should say our names. They're like, who are these people? See, that's why we need to do the big intro. Like, hey guys, this is Not So Much Podcast with Matt and Becca.
Not so much cast. Not a podcast.
Not so much cast. I'm sorry.
We have to include the non-potters.
The non-potters. That works.
Potters, not potters.
Not the potters. No, because most of them are dead.
No. Hey, no that they're not. She didn't have the guts to kill her.
Aw, she
should've. So this is how we should intro, okay? Hey guys! Yeah, Voldemort kills Snape. So, how about them podcasts?
I'm gonna put that up in the front.
At the very ending. While we're discussing how we should introduce it. How exciting. So the ending, I say, I like those super fun comics where at the very end of it, it just has like all the outtakes. Or not all of them, but like, interesting ones.
Yeah, that is fun when they do that.
It's exciting. I'm excited.
You're okay. Always excited.
I'm always excited. Unless it's boring. Like, my English teacher, oh my gosh.
Is
so
there,
boring.
Is, who, him, her?
She, old lady. Old lady. Old lady. But, we are doing Hamlet.
Old. I could picture you, like, pulling your face down as you're saying that.
Yeah.
Old lady.
I'm sitting behind Kim, because she's a
Are you... Do you like poker and while in the middle of class or something?
It'll be fun.
You should.
Like, start kicking her chair when she raises her hand and presents her, you know, 30-page essay.
That'd be awesome. Then after she'll hit you or something.
While she's talking to class, I'll just, like, you know, kick her a little bit.
That'd be awesome. And then she'll kick you later.
That's comic material right there.
I believe it. She seems like an angry person.
She is an angry person. Kim, if you're listening, you're an angry person and you need help.
No, now that you brought the,
I'm kidding,
the possibility of her listening.
No. Oh god. Not good.
Cut this part out.
Oh god. You better. You editor no, I... mad. Hi kids. That's Matt.
Hi kid.
I'm Becca. Yep. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Booze isn't cool. Booze doesn't make you cool. That's what I'm telling my kids. I don't know. That's a Tegan quote. Yeah, I don't write my own material, guys.
Yeah, I believe it.
I only do sometimes. You know, I could quote Tegan and Sarah for an entire podcast. You would talk, and then I would respond with a Tegan and Sarah quote.
And it'll fit, I bet. You have, like, enough memorized that you could respond to anything I say.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make it. Make the music happen. Let's happen. Let's do this. What? Madness. What? Okay.
Tegan and Sarah? What?
Who? What? Lesbian?
Just bring that out.
That is our introduction right there.
Too bad we couldn't, like, put a picture. If we could put pictures here, it would be that picture of T-Rex. That one comic where he...
Can't we do an AAC feed? Do you know what that is?
A what?
An AAC.
A what?
Feed.
Oh, yeah.
AAC feed. You know what that is?
Kind of. Not particularly.
It's basically... Well, I don't know. Okay. When you listen to it, either, like, just a plain slate page with QuickTime in the middle, it'll show, like, pictures at periodic times.
Oh.
Like, my running podcast, it separates it into times, so if you, like, hit next, it'll skip to the next chapter. And for every chapter, there's a different picture.
That's kind of cool.
So we can separate it into chapters.
No, I don't know. Maybe. You have running podcasts that just chunk in.
When I run, I use a running podcast.
It's like they're talking about running or what?
It's like it's really shitty techno music that I hate. So it's like if I run faster, maybe it'll go away.
Maybe you're running from it.
Yeah, basically, and it starts like he's like, okay, so today you're gonna be running 3 sets of 8 minutes with 2 minute breaks in between. And then the music starts and like he's like, okay, now start running. Okay, now start walking. Running, walking. Check your form. Good job, guys. And it really bugs me. Like, sometimes he's like, great. You're doing great. I'm like, how would you know I'm doing great? And then he'll be like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, well, I'm actually feeling... He's like, great. Okay, great.
Do you say it out loud?
Yeah, I actually say it. Passerby, they just, like, kind of look at me funny.
Look at you.
Yeah.
It's like if you wore some dirty clothes, you could be, like, a homeless person.
I wear all black, and I go running usually, like, after 10.
At night?
Yeah, like, past 10.
You're going to get run
over. Well, that way nobody can see me.
You don't want to be seen?
All this madness, I can't put it up, so I have to wear, like, this, like, really lame...
A sweatband.
Yeah, I wear a sweatband, and it's, like, in an unironic way.
Neat. One of your daily pictures has to be you running.
Me running? How do I take a picture of me running?
Yeah. No, just have someone else do it for you. Just, like, all in the black. Like, do you have... Is it just, like, regular black clothes or special running clothes?
It's Under Armour.
Under Armour? I guess that works. Yeah.
It works. Works for me.
That's cool.
What color should the room be that we're in?
What are we doing?
We're playing with bananas. In the figurative sense.
Okay. I don't know. Green?
Green. The background green.
The figurative sense.
Green. Ooh, how about like a blue? Like a gray blue green. Let's see.
A gray blue. I don't know where you're getting this. It's called Slate Blue.
Green.
Green.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, whatever. I do what I want. You roll with the gang, I roll with nine gangs. What?
Alright.
So, what? You want to edit this?
So, edit. What do you
this
want me to edit?
Podcast, as the kids say.
All of it? Yeah. I wasn't expecting you to edit it.
Like, when are you, how long until you cut me off? Great.
I don't know.
So what?
I'm not tired yet.
What do you want the title of this particular episode to be? Let's discuss a title.
A title for the podcast. Should it be like earnest or ironic or stupid or serious or a pun? I always try to use puns wherever possible.
You don't want to admit that to anyone.
Why not?
Very punny.
I know. But that it fits with me because you know I'm not funny.
So find me a good pun.
A pun. Do you want it to be along a certain subject?
Bananas. Bananas or lesbians. That's our theme this week.
Our theme is lesbians. Lesbians.
Bananas. Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Moving on.
This is our podcast. Come on. Like, yes, this is going up there.
There's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing wrong with bananas? Or, what was your other one? You said something else, too. No, it was bananas. I'm sorry. The figures. Like, I can only think of one figurative meaning for bananas. I'm sorry.
Would you like to share that with us, Matt?
Not on the air.
Oh, God, now I need to be careful what I say. What is this madness?
Yes. You see? This is fun.
Oh,
I like podcasting.
So we should, like,
but I bet it's
day.
Terrible to listen to. Every day. We could call it the daily affirmation. No, that's the name of Scott and Chris's podcast. I like that podcast.
You better be.
I'm sorry. It is a fun podcast.
You're on this. No, I don't want
to. Say that again? You're lucky you got cut out then.
Awesome.
Because I didn't hear it.
Possum.
Awesome. It'll be like Russian
awesome
possum.
Possum
sauce.
Awesome. I used to say awesome sauce. But then I realized how lame I'm.
I don't know anyone who says awesome possum.
Awesome possum.
I didn't know people I don't know Diane. I've seen her once. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I don't know if I can say I know her.
It's okay.
Because
yeah,
it was only once.
I up with Alice anyway. Or Catherine.
Yeah. Well, Catherine's gone, and Alice is the only one left. There's like her and me, and then you and Kim.
And then there's the random,
Micah.
Micah makes his appearance every once in a while. Sorry, I forgot his name.
Yeah, and he doesn't do it. You forgot his name. And he doesn't do anything.
He
kind of stands there. Sits there.
Of that. Yeah, sure.
Himself.
Maybe I should draw you with a neck beard.
Why? No, I don't know. I'm probably going to shave it.
Is it itchy?
I'm undecided. No. The first week, like, the the sixth day, it was really bad. But now it's okay.
Matt's neckbeard.
No. No, I'm gonna shave it all except for just the neck. I'm gonna leave that.
And then you're gonna get an account on something awful. That is what
Is that what they do there?
I'm working on growing one myself.
That could be interesting with the new haircut. You could be really redneck. We are, I think so. Because remember, we started it. This actually is recording. Although it's almost done.
Bye, guys.
There's like another 10 seconds left.
See you later.
Bye.
Stay in school.
See you next week.
Don't drink and drive, you might spill.